Welcome to the world's worst dinner party. Today it's another edition of I Love It Too, about Karen Kusama's The Invitation. This is Scott's self-indulgent movie podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 25 of Scott's self-indulgent movie podcast. Today, we're talking about a 2015 movie called The Invitation by Karen Kusama. It's another edition of I Love It Too! And this movie was suggested by Ashley, so thank you so much for the suggestion, Ashley. This is a thriller that I remember just kind of picking up on a whim on Netflix, watching the whole thing with rapt attention the entire time. So I'm going to give you three reasons why I really like it and why I think you should watch it as well. So without further ado, here we go. Today's movie is the 2015 thriller, The Invitation. It was directed by Karen Kusama, whose eclectic career also includes the live-action Aeon Flux, Jennifer's Body, and 2018's Destroyer. It was well received at the time and has been on Netflix shortly after its release, which is where I saw it for the first time. The reasons you haven't heard of this movie are pretty obvious. It's a small-scale independent thriller with a relatively unknown cast that never got mainstream distribution. But anyone I know who has seen it loves it, and here's the first reason why.
Reason 1. Slow burn mystery.
Even describing the setup for The Invitation makes me uncomfortable. The movie centers around Will, who's attending a dinner party held by his ex-wife Eden and her new husband David, with his girlfriend, Kira. The already uncomfortable situation is made even more so by Eden's strange behavior, and the fact that Will is reuniting with a friend group he hasn't seen since before his divorce. There are more details about why their marriage failed, but you learn those along the way. Though everything seems friendly, Will becomes increasingly concerned that something bigger is wrong with Eden. She's too affectionate, too spacey, and in general too far removed from her usual demeanor. Like a lot of movies of its ilk, the movie is taking an uncomfortable, real situation, mixing people who are separated by bad circumstances, and adding the possibility of something terrible around the corner. There's tons of red flags from Eden. She constantly talks about her new faith, which is shared by her boyfriend. She seems strangely fascinated with Will, all things considered, and does not match the image Will has in his head. Will can't stop wondering, is something wrong? But we and Will don't know for sure. Is he just overreacting to avoid facing his grief and anger? Is Eden's apparent break with her usual behavior just a reaction to trauma or brainwashing? It's a guessing game for Will and the audience, and the script toys with you. His friends admit it's weird, but tell him to calm down and play along. But everything in his body tells him something is wrong, and we feel this tension, thanks in part, to reason number two.
Reason two, great direction.
Good direction can be hard to describe in a movie like this. Action films can be praised for good choreography, dramas can be praised for great performances and great shots, and animation is praised for voice acting and, well, animation. But Karen Kusama's work in this movie is stellar for one big reason. It puts you in the lead character's headspace. While the script follows Will around the party, the camera consistently gives us his perspective. If he's drifting around the party, looking for someplace quiet, the camera follows over his shoulder. If he's uncomfortable in a group scene, the camera takes his point of view and highlights everything off about the situation. We even get flashbacks from his failed marriage when he enters a room he used to know. It makes the audience nervous and overwhelmed as Will is. If you've ever been in a situation like this, you know how even quiet, comfortable places can feel claustrophobic, and Kusama uses the film's visuals to hammer this feeling home. And another reason the movie feels so claustrophobic is reason number three.
Reason 3, single location suspense.
I think restrictions can be great for movies. Whether they're written in or occur due to budget, it can force writers into interesting new places or more effective ones. Case in point, The Invitation is great because it happens in a single location. There's one scene outside of the house, but otherwise we're in Eden and Will's old place. While I'm sure this was partially a budgetary restraint, fewer locations means less money, I believe the single location adds to the film's natural tension. If you've ever been to a house party, you know there's rarely a place to hide if things get uncomfortable. If you go to cool off or clear your head, chances are someone is going to already be there or be right behind you. And if you're in a bad place, that's the last thing you want. It makes everything feel more claustrophobic and oppressive, especially if people you're running into are telling you, no, you're wrong, or someone else is trying to follow you. It's a limitation that adds to the movie's setup and helps it build to a fever pitch before the finale. So if you're looking for a creepy good time to shred your nerves, you should check out The Invitation, because Ashley loves it, and I love it too. This has been Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast, episode 25. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to Ashley for the suggestion. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe this wherever you find it, and be sure to join the Facebook group, Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie World, for the latest reviews. See you next time, everybody.